Springwater TWP. 7 years ago, the Simcoe County Museum went all in on winter fun when it decided to build an ice skating loop on its expansive property in Midhurst, just north of Barrie. This past weekend, the museum officially opened the loop for the 2025 season. More than 600 skaters donned the blades, took to the ice, and enjoyed what museum officials called a perfect winter weekend. According to Mike Burns, operations supervisor at the museum, located at 1151 Highway 26, right across the street from the Simcoe County District School Board's headquarters, the skaters who came out for opening weekend had an experience that couldn't have been improved upon. "It was perfect," he told Village Media. "The ice was great, the temperature was exactly where you want it, just below freezing, and the people who came out were excited to be here. It doesn't get any better," he added. While perfect conditions aren't always the norm, Burns and his team at the museum strive to hit the marker on a regular basis, appreciating their efforts are limited by Mother Nature, which doesn't always cooperate the way Burns would like. "In a perfect world, overnight temperatures would be lower than minus 10 degrees Celsius and daytime temps would hover near or just below freezing, with overcast skies. As the sun continues to hang low in the winter sky, direct sunlight is less of a concern than rising temperatures or, even worse, rain. We've had our challenges with Mother Nature, but when she's on our side, we have all the right equipment, all the right tools and a great staff to make this happen," Burns said. "Our main challenge, of course, is that this is a natural ice surface and we're at the mercy of the weather." While the museum building is closed until March for renovations, the skate trail is open Saturday and Sundays for two sessions each day, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and 2 to 4 p.m. It's also open on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The cost for adults, age 25 plus, is $10 per session. Youth, ages 4 to 24, pay $8 per session, and preschool children, up to age 3, are free. Museum members receive a $2 discount on adult and youth admission. Tickets may be purchased online on the same day as the reservation. Booking in advance is not available to ensure trail conditions remain optimal all season. The 1 kilometer loop, which measures 3 Zambonis wide, takes skaters through the museum's heritage buildings and forest pathways. It begins to take shape after a significant accumulation of snow has fallen and Burns and his team can compact what's on the ground. Once they've got the compaction correct, the Zamboni is enlisted to build the ice. "It's a slow process, but the end result is well worth the effort," Burns said. "When we first decided to build the loop, our goal was to get more people out to enjoy what the museum offers," he said. "We thought this would be a great way for people to enjoy nature, get a little exercise and learn more about the museum." After multiple years, the museum's ice skating loop has a stable of regular users, folks who have been returning year after year to enjoy the tranquility of forest skating, both during the day and at night. According to Burns, night skating is an experience not to be missed. He said a typical night session will bring out 200 to 300 skaters. "We light the lanterns that line the loop and it creates a very special and unique atmosphere," he said. "It's especially wonderful on Valentine's Day, when we get lots of couples who come out for a romantic skate." Valentine's Day this year falls on a Friday when the loop is open, so romantics can start planning their Valentine's Day skate now. Folks who use the skating loop have a few rules to follow. Recommend all skaters wear CSA-approved helmets. Skaters must obey staff at all times. No hockey pucks and sticks. No dogs. No toboggans or sleds. Anything pulled behind a skater. No food or drinks. No smoking. No one is permitted on the ice without skates. Skate aids are permitted, if required. Carrying children in arms while skating is not permitted. Sturdy strollers, sledges and wheelchairs are permitted on the ice skating trail, but please check wheels for sand or grit before moving onto the ice surface. Skaters must travel clockwise on the trail, following the trail signs. inappropriate behavior is not permitted. No games such as tag, crack the whip, or racing, no pushing, tripping, checking, and no profanity. No headsets, cell phones or handheld devices are to be used while skating. Children 12 and under must be accompanied by an adult. As the skating loop is weather-dependent, museum staff recommend skaters check the museum website prior to arriving to ensure it's open. Click here to check conditions.